The federal government says New York won't qualify for a $354 million grant unless diplomats get off the hook. Jonathan Bing, the state assemblyman representing Manhattan's East Side, says that's unfair, especially given that the legislation would also reinstate the city parking garage tax for residents south of 60th Street.
The residents will have to be paying potentially as much as $100 more a month to live in the 40s and 50s, and the diplomats will not have to be paying anything else.
Diplomats don't have to pay taxes in another country. And while Bloomberg says his proposal is a user fee instead of a tax, the U.S. Embassy in London, where there's already a congestion pricing system, would beg to differ. It has so far refused to pay $500,000 in fees. For WNYC, I'm Matthew Sherman.